Good afternoon. Welcome to Mike and the Haas on WASR Radio, powered by the Yum-Yum Shop. I'm Mike Danae, and alongside Charlie Hossack, we are Mike and the Haas. Charlie, I'd ask you how you're doing like I usually do, but I know how you're doing today.
Do you?
It's snowing.
So how am I doing?
It's snowing.
I mean, it's funny. It's always snowing
here. I know how you feel when it snows.
It's always snowing in New Hampshire. Good. You had to make your little gestures.
Listen, you weren't sounding very good.
Oh, I don't. Do I sound better now?
Now you do. So all right. it really was all
so
about you.
You were looking out for me.
I was.
I appreciate that. I hadn't adjusted my mic before the show, but I'm kind of at the point now. You know how I feel about winter. I don't like winter. It's the season of yuck.
Yep.
But every snowflake that falls now makes me nervous because I just want to get baseball season rolling. I want to get it rolling for Kingswood. I want to get it rolling for everyone. And this is snow that needs to melt before we get out there. And that frustrates me because baseball season
is February.
Listen, I don't care.
Okay.
The spring training has started for the Red Sox for Major League Baseball. I've switched completely to baseball mode.
Well, our show has too because we now have a baseball segment.
I know that. And I just feel like it needs to stop snowing. I know that we're moving into a vacation week here in New Hampshire. Massachusetts is finishing up their vacation week. And I just want snow to melt. That's what I want to happen.
I'm not sure if it's going to melt next week, but I don't think we're supposed to get any snow. I don't know if Eric, the weather guy, can tell us that. Are we supposed to get any snow next week?
Yes.
Oh, he just said yes.
Downer.
Debbie
Although he
Downer.
Came in today.
I was preparing.
He came in through the snow today.
I know. Actually, this is the other thing we should probably talk about. I'm thinking about starting a GoFundMe page so that we could get Eric snow tires so that he could make it here when there's a snowstorm. Because people being without Mike and the Haas all week, it's been a struggle. What say you, Eric?
Well, it is a pandemic after all.
It is.
And it becomes a very convenient thing to blame the pandemic for.
That definitely.
So, yet another thing we can blame on COVID.
All right, you were staying safe from COVID by staying home.
Actually, at my house, we had half an inch of ice.
Oh, yeah. It's not good. I understand. I'm glad I don't want you traveling.
Ship out my car.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, that's awful. Hey, speaking of shipping out the car, did you see there was a it's going around, it's viral, but there was a I think it was on Barstool. Inside of a parking garage, there was a pipe that burst, and the water had frozen on top of a car. The whole thing was encapsulated in ice. You got to check it out sometime. Pretty funny.
Well, yeah,
at least we're prepared for this stuff.
The poor people in Texas. Oh, my goodness. And the whole power grid issue.
I mean, a nightmare they have going on down there. They don't know what to do.
I know. And those poor people especially, I mean, I'm sure they're native Texan people, but anybody that moved down there didn't want to have to face ice and snow. And it's
one guy that they interviewed, one guy from New Hampshire went down there to get away from the snow.
Oh, my gosh. That poor guy.
Poor guy. They interviewed him on MUR. Like, oh, geez.
That's terrible.
Mike and the Haas is powered by the Yum Yum Shop, located in the heart of downtown Wolfboro. It can be found on WASR 97.1 and 1420 AM and all over the world on WASR.net. The Yum Yum Shop has over 100 varieties of fresh baked goods, including 6 different types of bread and a full-service ice cream bar, and, of course, their most famous item, the gingerbread cookie. Make sure to visit the Yum Yum Shop the next time you are in Wolfboro or online at yumyumshop.com. And while you're there, enter the discount code Mike and the Haas or WASR to receive $5 off a Gingy Box. You can always join the conversation, 569 Lake, 569-5253. We're stacked today.
We got a lot.
Well, we didn't have the show Tuesday, so we
didn't. Yeah.
We kind of put we're a lot
to,
of things
trying
in.
To make up. And it, you know, Eric's just going to have to suffer because there's no Eric's Wonders,
no.
You know, this week. So he missed it because he had to stay home.
He is upset over there.
He is. I could tell that he's. Yeah, you'll get a good one next week.
We have information on Back Bay Hockey,
mm-hmm.
New England Wolves,
yep.
Abenaki Ski Races.
Wow.
Kingswood Sports Athlete of the Week.
It's crazy. We get so much to do
right across the board,
which is amazing.
And
get some sound effects from Eric's phone.
Eric has changed his texting sound.
That's pretty wild.
All right. So, we also have our opening takes, which I know is your favorite part of the show.
Yeah, I like it.
It actually is mine, too.
I know it is.
do you want to go or do you want me to go?
No, go for it.
So it is baseball season. Well, we're getting into baseball season.
I feel it's baseball season.
You know, we have a segment. We're gonna talk baseball movies today, too.
Yeah.
That's a...
Did you do your homework?
I did my list.
All right. I'm just making sure.
I did my list.
And we're going to share one of our listeners. I'm going to share her list as well.
Oh, okay. All right. I've started to, and we've kind of joked about it a little bit, where we don't know any of the Red Sox players.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny.
And so as I've been spending a little bit more time looking at the Red Sox roster,
right.
And Googling every single player that they're signing, because I've never heard of them before.
Right.
I started getting into the salary cap, and my take basically is that the Red Sox are not really that close to coming back here. Dave Dombrowski destroyed this organization.
Right.
I understand they won a World Series title, and yeah. You know,
that's what he designs. You go in, you win it, and then he
but
leaves.
The cost of that was he destroyed this organization.
I agree.
they are this year right now, they're in the top five in terms of payroll, where you can't recognize three-fourths of the guys on the roster, but they're still in the top five. Next year, they're right now in committed money. They're still in the top eight.
Wow.
And you can't recognize anybody on their lineup.
Right.
You know, if the ones you recognize are on the disabled list for the most part.
Yeah.
And then it's the year after where – and you can see what Hein Bloom's trying to do. He's trying to get – clear out the payroll, clear out the bad contracts as much as he possibly can. But it's going to be 2 years. If you go by salary cap, and free money and all that sort of thing, they're at least 2 or 3 years away.
To fully rebuild.
To fully be able to go out and get a named free agent, somebody that you actually heard of before.
Right.
They're making a lot of moves. Alex Cora came out and he said that he feels like, you know, they can compete this year. I think that that's horse hockey.
I really do. Every manager's going to come out and say
well,
they can compete.
Well, I mean, he has to. He can't come out and say that they're not going to be like Danny Ainge basically
said.
Yeah,
we'll get to that.
I think that it's just going to be a patient rebuild.
I think it's from the
ground up.
I think it's going to be challenging, though, for the fans because, I mean, I just think people in general are just kind of immediate. We want it now. And to have to suffer through 2 or 3 years of rebuilding is going to be painful.
Well, we're supposed to be a big market team.
Right.
And, you know, the Yankees, the Dodgers.
Yeah.
The Mets. I think of other big market teams. I guess, you know.
You could say the Cubs.
Cubs, that would be a big market team. Right now, the Red Sox are projected to make the playoffs, 50% chance of making the playoffs, which I think is generous.
Which is crazy because, you know, and you look at some of the numbers, some have them at 82 wins, some have them at 87 wins, and you're thinking, like, well, that's just a few games above 500.
But I don't know where those wins are coming from.
I don't know. They can't play Baltimore enough.
No. I mean, they're hiring they're signing, you know, left fielders who can't hit.
Yeah.
They're signing now. They signed the Mazza kid from Tampa, which was supposedly their number one catching prospect. I don't know, you know, what this does for the catching situation, but he's never played above Abel.
I was going to say it's a development for him. Yeah, I mean they've got Vasquez back there for now.
But that signing actually is the first one that actually excited me.
Yeah,
is that it's a real legitimate prospect.
Someone in the system that's going to be able to,
and also an asset.
Yeah.
It's an asset that maybe they can go and get a bigger name player, you know. But these other guys, I've never heard of them.
Right.
And I'm relatively familiar with a lot of the baseball names.
I know you are.
But it scares me in just like what you were saying. Over the next couple of years, the Red Sox keep trotting out people that you've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
What's this going to do to the fan base? Are they going to be able to stick around and root for this team? Or are we going to start seeing empty seats at Fenway? Well, we're going to see empty seats at Fenway for a while anyway.
Well, we are.
But,
well, the thing, as you know, the thing about Fenway is there are never empty seats because, you know, corporations and businesses buy those seats. So there's never going to be an empty seat.
There used to be empty seats at Fenway.
You're right. But if you look kind of, let's use like the past 10 years, and granted, I know the Red Sox have been good. I mean, Fenway Park, even if you're not a Red Sox fan, that's a destination. You know, people want to come here and go to Fenway Park. It's historic and say, oh, yeah, check it out. And it's gorgeous and beautiful. And we should do a segment on Fenway, and I could tell you how I really feel about Fenway. But for the most part, people want to go to Fenway just to experience Fenway Park. I don't want to go to Fenway because I think Fenway smells primarily like urine, and I would prefer to go to places like Camden Yards and newer ballparks.
I love Fenway.
Yeah.
I love how unique it is. I love going to watch a game there unless I have an obstructed view or I'm in the right field bleachers.
I do like the bleachers.
The right field foul line area.
Yeah, right.
Where
right.
I'm facing
the pesky pole.
And I'm facing the bullpen.
You know, those you get to see everybody warm up.
Those kinds of seats are a little annoying. I love the charm of Fenway.
Something magical. And how close you are.
And
too.
I think that Fenway will attract some. But when the Red Sox went into their tailspin and, you know, beer and chicken or whatever that was, in 11,
right.
They still had stars on their team.
Yeah, of course.
You know, they still had big names on their team. And when they went down in last place, it was like 15, 16, give or take, in that area. They had recently come off a World Series like they are now. They're still recently coming off
World
Series. But they still had names they were trotting out there. They still had Mookie Betts going out there. They still had JBJ going out there.
Right.
Pedroia kind of was going out there at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got Bogarts. And you got Devers.
You got Devers. And people like Christian Vasquez. I do, too.
No.
I do. I like him.
You find you like him, but I don't think people go watch go to the games to watch him. I think people went to the games to watch Mookie Betts or David Ortiz or even Xander Bogaerts or Rafael Devers. I don't think Christian Vasquez.
Or Chris Sale.
Well, Chris Sale, who they just put on the 60-day DL.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Great interview with him last night. I was getting all feeling good, and then, oh, look at that, on the DL. Great.
He overexerted himself in the interview.
Yeah.
So, all right, you're up.
So I kind of want to start feeling good about sports again, and I think this has to do a lot with our show because we have our list, you know, our list with Kyrie Irving and David Price. And, you know,
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, and Antonio Brown, those that we don't like and are just not great people. So I just been looking around lately. You probably saw the news. Tim Tebow, and we know Tim Tebow from way back in his days at the University of Florida and winning the Heisman and all that stuff. He just recently retired from baseball, and people kind of mock him. I went to – just so you back up a little bit. Just so you know, I went to see him play – at Delta Dental, the Fisher Cats, when he was with the Rumble Ponies. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, just seeing Tim Tebow, he's a physical specimen. He looks like an athlete, he moves like an athlete, and he's just an all around good guy. Like, you know, you yell, "Hey Tim," and he like waved and stuff. He interacted with the kids and all that stuff. Just a good human being. And yeah, so he wasn't good enough to make the MLB. He made it all the way up as high as AAA. He played in the NFL. And he has a great organization. He does for students with or kids with special needs. He does the prom thing so the kids can experience the prom. He's got his foundation. And I just feel like he's a great role model for the youth of today, for the athletes of today. And he just does good things for humankind.
That's unique.
Well, I'm going to say it is unique, and people are like, well, you know, so-and-so has this foundation. I get it, but just something about him. I've always liked Tim Tebow. You know, people complain about, okay, he can't throw the ball. Well, he wasn't built for that. He was built almost like a fullback, and he was, you know, doing the read option, and he was running the ball in college, and he wasn't going to be successful in the NFL. But he's just someone that I think people need to spend a little more time looking up to.
I'm not a Tim Tebow hater by any means.
Sure.
And I agree with everything you're saying. Something I admire about Tim Tebow is he stayed true to himself.
Yes.
As he became more of a celebrity, and his celebrity started with his sophomore year in Florida.
At college, yeah, right.
And as he became more of a celebrity, he didn't change who he was. If anyway, it accelerated it and, you know, accentuated who he was. He is a very, very Christian person.
Sure.
And he's not afraid to share that.
Yeah.
Stardom didn't change that for him.
No.
Stardom didn't change how he treated other people. And he really did seem to stay true to himself. But I think that should be admired.
Yeah, I agree.
If there's a lesson for, you know, this day and age for the kids or adults for that matter,
exactly,
it's staying true to yourself.
What are your thoughts about this before we go to break? I think he retired from baseball, obviously, because I didn't think he was going to make the MLB, and he recognized that. I think he's going to go coach with Urban Meyer. I think he's going to Jacksonville.
Well, before we get to that, do you think he got a fair shot in the NFL?
I don't know. I mean, from a football perspective, he certainly had some deficiencies. I think Tim Tebow could have become a great tight end. You know, I think if he had changed positions, I think he would have been an exceptional football player.
The New England Patriots played a whole season with a quarterback that couldn't throw the ball more than 20 yards.
I know.
And couldn't throw a screen pass.
Right.
Couldn't they have done that with Tim Tebow?
Yeah, I think Tebow is definitely better than Cam Newton of last year.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And so I don't think he got a fair shot.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was ever able to get into an offense. When he was in Denver and they beat Pittsburgh in that upset.
Yeah, they got the game, he won in the playoff game.
They started to design their offense around Tebow and what he did well.
Right.
And they won. I mean, they got smoked when they came to New England, but New England was a juggernaut then. And
right.
So, you know, that wasn't going to happen. I don't think he got a fair shot. I guess we could talk about that another time. But he is someone that, in the right offense, I think. I mean, he did it in Florida.
Yeah, he sure did.
He was great. I know college football is different than professional football. But
he did it twice.
He was able to throw the ball in Florida.
A little bit.
All right.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Mike and the Hoss.
Mike and the Hoss is sponsored by the Downtown Grill and Cafe. When in downtown Wolfboro, don't forget to stop at the Downtown Grill and Cafe. The Downtown Grill is open from 7 to 3, 7 days a week, 364 days a year, serving breakfast and lunch with daily specials and delicious homemade soups. The grill offers the finest organic and fair trade gourmet coffee and tea, several gluten-free options, and a unique and delicious breakfast and lunch menus. So for some of the best breakfast and lunch options in town, visit the Downtown Grill and Cafe during your next visit. Need a chainsaw, some paint, or even a grill? Don't head down to the big box store. Stop at Bradley's Hardware in downtown Wolfboro. At Bradley's, you will find all of your hardware needs. Bradley's Hardware carries quality name brands such as Steel and Echo Power Equipment, Benjamin Moore Paints, Weber and Big Green Egg Grills, and just about anything else you could find in a hardware store. Bradley's also stocks an extensive inventory of rental equipment. Rent anything from a commercial carpet cleaner to a cement mixer. So before you head out of town, stop at Bradley's Hardware on 22 Railroad Ave in downtown Wolfboro. They are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 7:30 to 5. Bradley's is your local hardware choice.
After the program today, I'm heading to Skelly's Market in Moultonboro, New Hampshire. They have all your grocery needs, plus more with great customer service. Pizza, subs, fried chicken, and a great selection of meats to put on your grill. On Saturday nights, there's always the much-loved pizza special, with two large topping pizzas for only $20. Skelly's also features Richardson's Ice Cream and the world-famous Bailey's Hot Fudge. Enjoy your visit to Skelly's Market at 374 Governor Wentworth Highway in Moultonboro, New Hampshire, and see why Skelly's is the convenience store with a little more.
Welcome back to Mike and the Hoss and WASR. A little trouble over there, Eric?
All right, we're good.
We're good.
Are you upset with me about the snow tire comments? Was that the reason?
Hey, right. We have a guest that's calling in. He's on the line right now. It's Back Bay's Do Everything Guy.
Oh,
Back
yeah.
Bay Hockey's Do Everything Guy. Chuck Smith is with us. Chuck, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Chuck, thanks for joining us. So the story goes, Chuck had sent me some information about Back Bay Hockey to promote, and I said, well, it's about time we have Chuck call in because he is Back Bay's Do Everything.
He knows
guy.
Everything about
knows
Back
everything
Bay.
About Back Bay.
He knows everything about pretty much everything.
That is true. That is true. All right, so Chuck, we brought you on so you could talk to us about what Back Bay offers, and to share what Back Bay Hockey is, and really kind of promote it. Let's hear about what Back Bay's doing.
So, right now with COVID, we're trying to get everybody to play, which is finally taking shape. We offer most of the teams, Mites, Squirts, Pee-wee's, Bantams. We got two girls teams now, at least three practices a week. And then, your game Saturday, Sunday. This year was kind of too bad. We usually have the high school out there with the learn to skaters and learn to players, but with the COVID going on, that didn't happen. But we are starting learn to skate this weekend with our own coaches, and that'll run until the 20th of March. And then, let's see here, in 2 weeks, actually less than that, about 10 days, we'll start our tryouts for the next season.
Well, that's pretty exciting. Chuck, so one of the things that I share about Back Bay is that it's one of the few local organizations that are still around in New Hampshire, as everything seems to have gone much more to a regional for-profit programs, which makes it difficult for Back Bay to offer as much as it does, but it still does. And we've had some success. There's a few banners that are hanging up on the wall. There's my boys had enjoyed Back Bay immensely, enjoyed playing locally. And how do you navigate the changing landscape of the hockey community, where these big programs, these for-profit programs, are happening, and trying to get Back Bay to still maintain, to keep its players and keep going forward?
Well, I think we try to keep we really try to be in touch with the community and what we can offer them to stay local and at least compete with most of the teams in the area. There's all sorts of different tiers, and with like the upper guys, the tier one guys, now not playing tier one, bumping down to tier two, it makes it a little tougher for us to play. So we're playing some more tier four than usual, instead of our tier three teams that go to the regionals. We still try to keep the prices low enough where the families in town can afford it and not have to travel down to Dover, down to Manchester or Concord, to keep these local kids here and keep them focused. That way we can, teach them what they need to know and get them into the high school program.
Chuck, I just wanted to thank you, first of all, as a parent of a high school player who plays on the girls' hockey team. I know that you guys stepped up, Back Bay stepped up when winter sports had canceled with Kingswood, and you guys were going to put together a team for the boys and the girls. So first off, thank you guys for doing that. But the other thing that really excites me is you mentioned that you have a couple of girls' teams. Can you kind of tell me a little bit about the girls' teams and how that came about? Is this new, or is this something you've had in the past?
Well, it's something we've had in the past. Probably 4 or 5 years ago, there was a few guys that had some daughters playing, and it started then, and then it kind of petered out a little bit. But it's regrouped with some more girls coming in. Probably 30% of our players right now are girls, with more coming in. So we could anticipate 3 girls teams next year, a 10U, a 12U, and a 14U.
That's exciting.
And it's a lot of the – most of the – it's the coaches of the girls' parents that are really taking the step to promote the girls in the area. And we're getting more and more kids coming from Alton and Middleton. So this year, I think, without having the high school teams play at Back Bay this year, I think our total player numbers were around 110, 115, which is pretty good for us.
That is good numbers, because I served on that board for a few years anyway, and not on the board. I was on development. But I remember our numbers were not anywhere near there. I thought we were like in the 70 or 80 mark, you know, for those years. So the program's obviously growing, and I say the program, the boys and the girls are growing. What are some goals that Back Bay has, you know, long term as we move forward?
Well, I think the biggest goal that Back Bay as an organization has is to get the rink redone. It's getting close. We've been down at that area since 1985, before the roof went on. And as you know, you guys have been in there. It's cold. And if we can get that rink redone and get it a little warmer, we can attract some more players. And that's one of our bigger goals. And some of the secondary goals, we're trying to get some better coaches in the area in. There's different people moving in that have played some D1 college hockey. We got a couple coaches at the Mite and Squirt level that played at that level. And that makes the kids better.
Chuck, what has to happen to get the rink improved? What do you guys need to make happen?
Well, if when people go and vote this year, there's 2 warrant articles that they need to vote for. One is to allocate $125,000 for engineering for the rink. And the other one would be to take the rink off of an enterprise fund, which is supposed to be self-sustaining. The rink is supposed to be able to make enough money to self-sustain. But with the recent, you know, increase of cost of utilities, the COVID situation, the idea is to take it from there and put the rink under the general fund of the town. So they can build like a capital gain program to redo the roof and insulate the walls and put dehumidification in. And that would make that rink more of like an 7 to 8 month arena, which we desperately need. Because as you know, we don't start playing really till the end of October, beginning of November.
Yeah,
and
so
everybody else around us has been started for at least a month and a half.
Right. So, Chuck, that would allow us to just pretty much take the summers off and be able to almost offer year-round hockey.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
That's exciting. So that's the warrant articles are coming up. And is that for just primarily Wolfboro residents, or is this the entire area?
I think it's just Wolfboro residents.
Okay, so Wolfboro residents, we want to ask them to support this. You're supporting not only the rink, but more importantly, you're supporting the youth that use that rink for hockey, from little kids all the way up to high school players, and that's going to just benefit the community as a whole.
And some adult leagues.
Yeah, definitely the adult leagues. I forgot about those. So, Chuck, really appreciate you calling and giving us an insight into Back Bay. I hope you become a regular caller. We love hearing from you, and we definitely want to continue to support your organization. And we thank you and all of your coaches for everything that you've done.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you,
appreciate
Chuck.
You on.
All right, take care.
Chuck. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, see you. Thank you. Bye.
So that was long overdue. I'm I'm glad that he was able to get some stuff in that what we need at Back Bay to happen.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because we talk about the rink and, you know, it's you freeze to death in there if you're not playing.
It's known as the coldest rink in the state.
Yeah.
And friggin' Oyster River has an outdoor rink and we're still the coldest rink
in the
state. I
know. And, you know, all the coaches that come, because sometimes I work the penalty box or, you know, I'm doing the game clock or whatever, and all the coaches are complaining to me. It's so cold. You know, they joke with me, turn on the heat. So it's time to do something. And Wolfboro residents, please vote and support our youth and Back Bay hockey.
All right. Let's keep it in we had a lot of requests for some promotions this week, and the JBT charity game over our friends on the other side of the lake with the New England Wolves, that's happening on February 20th, which I believe is tomorrow, right?
It is. Saturday, February 20th at 5:45.
Big fundraiser for Allison and Jesse. They lost their 7-year-old son, John Bradley Thompson, and this is a fundraiser to help support the family and any cures that are coming from this. So it has become a very popular event in the Laconia region.
So. And the cool thing is it's on YouTube.
It's
so
on YouTube.
People can watch it for free, make a donation, and then and watch it and have some fun.
The shootout is a lot of fun to watch. There's some characters that get out there.
That's great.
So that's one thing that's going on. And then Jim Bean reached out. You know Jim Bean.
I know Jim. Jim's a good guy.
Jim's a great guy. He's one of the all-timers.
Yep.
He wanted us to talk about the ski race at Abenaki that's happening tomorrow. The race is a freestyle Nordic ski race at Abenaki this Saturday, the 20th. You can register between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Individual start, so you can start right after you register. Three courses, a 2K, a 4K, and a 5K. It's $15 for adults, $10 for anybody 12 and under. All race information are available at the Wolfboro Cross Country Ski Association website.
So that's tomorrow. So you can
that is tomorrow.
You can go participate in a Nordic race, and then you can watch the JBT shootout and have some fun.
I learned a little bit about ski racing. Alex Hunt,
like Nordic racing,
of Bradley's Hardware.
Yeah.
When I was in there the other day getting a shear pin for my snowblower, so if you need a shear pin, go to Bradley's Hardware.
There you go.
We were talking about ski racing for his kids.
Like Alpine. We're talking Alpine or Nordic?
This is Alpine.
Okay,
this
Alpine.
All right. And he was saying that at the beginning of the year, they open up some website registration, and the races for all season long fill up in a matter of minutes.
Really?
That if you want to race, if you're a kid and you want to race in this circuit of races that they have, that you have to be on it at that point, or else you can't race.
Pick all your races.
Pick all your races for the year. You got to plan it out for the whole year.
Wow. That's pretty exciting.
It's pretty stressful for me.
Yeah, I would say
I don't schedule that.
It's like
well.
Back in the day, when, like when you bought concert tickets, you'd be like, you have to be there. Yeah, get in the queue.
Remember that? You get in the line for the concert tickets. Yeah. So, hey, do you want to? I mean, obviously, we got some Kingswood stuff to do, but I think we should do our athletes of the week before we head to.
I agree.
Before we head to break, so you are up, my friend.
Yeah, I am up because you know that I'm not currently prepared. So,
do you want me to?
I've got all sorts of paper here.
Do you want me to? I'll do our female athlete.
Yeah, let's do our female.
So our female athlete of the week for Kingswood is Abby Heald. Abby has been pushing herself to take chances and improve her skiing skills. At the state meet, she showed her competitive spirit by charging hard out of the starting gate and skiing aggressively all the way down the course during all her runs. She was the key fourth point scorer at the state meet, where she had her best ski runs all year. Congratulations, Abby.
Our male athlete of the week happened to be on our show last Friday. So our male athlete of the week is Andrew Cray. Andrew Cray, for being the top scorer in the unified basketball game, his effort and enthusiasm to get baskets was encouraging for the rest of his teammates. I know that he's hoping to get a three-pointer at some point. Maybe that happened. But Andrew, I just want to give you a quick shout-out. Thank you so much for being on the Mike and the Haas show. We really enjoyed you. I know that the station manager, Eric Scott, enjoyed having you here. But congratulations on earning the distinction of Athlete of the Week. So congratulations to Andrew Cray. And
congratulations to Abby Heald.
Absolutely. Way Abby Heald.
All right. When we come back for break, we have our trivia for sponsored by Full Belly Deli, Bar and Grill. No, Full Belly Deli, not the
Full
Bar
Belly.
Grill.
Don't go to the Bar and Grill. We want you to go to the Bar and Grill. But as far
full
as trivia,
deli
it's the Full Belly Deli.
The Full Belly Deli. And so we'll be right back with that. Mike and the Haas.
Lucas Roasting Company, which is located on King Street in beautiful Back Bay, Wolfboro. They serve delicious coffee, tea, espresso, and lattes. And you know what, Mike? They were voted the best coffee in New Hampshire by WMUR. They even roast their own coffee inside their cafe. Lucas Roasting offers over 40 different single origins and blends of coffee to choose from. My favorite is the Italian roast. It's really dark and has great, great flavor. After 13 years in the coffee industry, Lucas Roasting Company can handle personal and large business orders. Stop by their cafe on King Street in Wolfboro or order online to have delicious coffee shipped right to your door. The cafe is open Wednesday and Thursday, 7 to 5, and Friday and Saturday, 7 to 3. Or go ahead and visit lucasroasting.com anytime.
And please make sure to tell them that Mike and the Hoss sent you.
Everyone deserves a treat in life. The Yum Yum Shop in beautiful downtown Wolfboro is offering an amazing deal on their Gingy Boxes. Gingy Boxes are 24 delicious gingerbread cookies with 2 containers of frosting. Gingy Boxes can be shipped anywhere in the world. When you order online at yumyumshop.com, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Hoss to receive $5 off your order.
So don't forget, to save $5 on a Gingy Box, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Hoss at yumyumshop.com.
AM 1420, WASR Wolfboro, W246DI Wolfboro at 97.1 FM. Local, community, radio.
Mike and the Hoss is sponsored by Duran Independent Insurance. If you're in the market for your health, life, or long-term care insurance, start with Paul Duran at Duran Independent Insurance. Paul and his team can answer any of your insurance questions with an independent voice. They can help you shop for the best rates available in New Hampshire and are your trusted time saver. So for any of your life, health, or long-term care insurance, start with Duran Independent Insurance. You can reach them at 603-569-6464 or DuranIndependentInsurance.com. Duran is independent and works for you. Welcome back to Mike and the Hoss, powered by the Yum Yum Shop on WASR. All right, it's trivia time.
Ooh, trivia. So what do you get?
You're going to get a $20 gift certificate to Full Belly Deli.
Ooh.
Yes.
So what you got to do, if you know the answer to the trivia question, give us a call at 569-5253 or 569-LAKE. That is area code 603, 569-5253. And you can call us even if you don't know the trivia answer and talk sports. All right, here we go. The question is, this person was drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. So he played professional football, played professional baseball, won 2 BCS national championships, and the Heisman Trophy. He currently works as a broadcaster for ESPN. Once again, this person was drafted in the first round of the NFL draft, professional football player, baseball player, won 2 BCS national championships, won the Heisman Trophy, and he currently works as a sports broadcaster for ESPN. If you know it, give us a call at 569-5253 or 569-LAKE.
I think I know the answer.
I think I know the answer as well.
Well, I know you did. You put the question down.
I know. Well, sometimes I do. Actually, sometimes I've written trivia questions that I didn't know the answer, and then I had to try to figure it out. It was kind of fun.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe you should try that.
I know the answers usually.
Oh, okay. You're super smart.
Hey, we have a girls basketball update. Coach Gear. We have a phone call.
We got a phone call.
I'm not surprised. Hello, you're calling Mike and the Hoss. Do you have an answer for us?
Hi there. I think I have an answer.
All right. What do you got?
Deion Sanders.
Oh, good try. Not Deion Sanders.
Not
although
Deion
I
Sanders.
Like Deion Sanders. Hey, thanks for calling Mike and the Hoss, though.
Thanks a bunch.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I guess the question wasn't as easy as I thought it was.
Yeah, you were harassing me earlier about this.
I was judging you.
You were judging. You judge you. Go ahead.
Girls basketball. So Coach Garabedian reached out about the girls' season so far, and they're still looking for their first win as of when he got the, unless they got one in the past couple days. But as of right now, they're looking for their first win. Basically, he's saying it's a combination of turnovers and poor shooting. He thinks the girls need to shoot a little bit better. But he says not all is lost. The girls continue to work hard. They're competing in their games. Katie Shannon leads the team in offensive scoring. Brooke Eldridge leads the team in rebounds. And Camden Hobbs is tied for second in scoring.
Wow.
So best of luck to the girls as we move forward. The boys basketball team won their first 2 games.
Yeah.
They beat Plymouth this week.
Good for them.
I know in the first game, Ethan Arnold and Brogan Shannon
each scored 17.
17 points.
Yeah. Carter Morrissey came in with 11.
Yeah. No. I saw Carter this morning. Nice. He actually filled me in about the second game.
Oh, good.
But next week, we're going to talk playoff previews.
Yeah, so they already have, we'll do this next week, but they have the playoff brackets out for boys basketball and girls basketball, so we can fill people in because it'll happen the week after school vacation, first week of March.
All right.
So, which is exciting. I mean, so it's an open tournament. Everybody's making the playoffs, and maybe Kingswood's going to get to host. So this could be exciting.
Well, there's a good chance it might host.
And there's going to be, obviously, by then, we might even know hockey brackets as well.
Well, let's talk hockey real quick. Both the boys and the girls were off this week.
Yeah.
The boys played this past, because we didn't have a show on Tuesday, but the boys played this past Saturday.
Oh, another dig at Eric Scott.
I gave him a look. We lost to Berlin,
yep.
But we're playing better. We are playing better.
I agree.
And it's close. We have three games next week against Belmont Guilford.
Good.
The first one is Monday at home. So 8 o'clock.
It's so late, yeah.
You can't go to the game.
No.
But maybe you could catch it on Live Barn.
Definitely.
We're going to get some wins
We're
going to get some wins next
week.
Yeah,
I was at the Berlin game, the second one, the home game, working the penalty box. You guys played an amazing first period. It was just unbelievable. You definitely could see how you guys are continuing to improve.
Every practice right now, and Coach Potenza, you know, would obviously second this because he tells the kids every time we practice that every practice we're getting better and better.
Right.
And they're bringing so much intensity to these practices that if we match that intensity in these games, Belmont Guilford's not going to know what hit them.
Good.
You know, it's going to.
And you got three games again. So.
We got three games against Belmont Guilford. It's kind of like a series.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Two at home.
Yeah.
One over there.
All right.
So pretty excited. But
that's
I think
good.
The Kingswood boys are going to get in the win column this week.
Yeah. Awesome. And the girls are hosting on Wednesday night. They have a game coming up against Keene, so that'll be a home game, which will be exciting, and that's a late one on Wednesday, once again, to pick it up on Live Barn. But I know the girls are excited, and they've been haven't had a lot of – obviously, they were off this week, which is kind of weird. I'm not sure why they were off this week. But next week, they're back on, and just looking forward to continuing to improve. And why not? Let's get excited. The playoffs are coming.
Playoffs are coming. Open tournament,
yeah. And I think anything can happen.
Absolutely.
I do want to just throw out there one more time about – because now I'm taking this personal, this trivia question. But once again, you guys can call in. You're winning a $20 gift card to the Full Belly Deli. This athlete was drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. Obviously played professional football, professional baseball, won two BCS national championships. That's a college championships. Won the Heisman Trophy in, I'm going to throw it out there, 2007. And he currently works as a broadcaster for ESPN. And he's someone that I really, really like.
Somebody please call, because he's just not going to be able to live with himself if he doesn't get an answer for this.
Probably not. All right.
All right. Let's talk Celtics. I was going to say it was a roller coaster, but it was certainly much less of a roller coaster. When we were writing our show on Tuesday,
Yes. The show on Tuesday didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Sad.
We're not looking over at it.
No,
this
I'm
time.
Not looking at
it.
Eric's going to shut our mics off. Oh, wait, we're getting a phone call.
Hello, you're calling Mike in the Haas. Do you have an answer for us?
I think I do. I don't know. This is my second guess, so I don't know if that's allowed.
Sure, go for it.
We have no rules.
Tim Tebow.
Yes, Tim Tebow. I talked about him in my opening take. Tim Tebow is correct. We would like you, if you don't mind, stay on the line. We're going to take you off the air, and then Eric Scott, our station manager, will get the information from you. So thanks again for calling. All right, stay on the line. Take care.
That guy really wanted that $20 gift card.
That's good.
I like it.
Hey, two great players. He said Deion Sanders, and then of course Tim Tebow.
Yeah. Should we give away the answer at the beginning of every show, or is that just something that you?
Oh,
did
I told you. I knew that you were going to say this. You don't like the way I did it, but you know it's for people that kind of listen to the show.
Okay. So we're rewarding people that are listening at the beginning of class. Is that how it works?
Yeah. Sure. So why not? Let's reward that. Please listen at the beginning of the show.
So if you're in Mr. Hossack's class, you listen to the beginning of class, and at the end you get a little prize.
There you go.
All right. Celtics, your Celtics.
Yeah.
Your
500 Celtics.
Your 500 Celtics, also your Eastern Conference Finals champion Celtics. Your NBA Finals Celtics.
I didn't say the NBA Finals champion. But
no, you said NBA Finals.
Yeah, making the finals.
NBA,
yeah.
So Eastern Conference champion.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that we had that
right. I know,
right.
I'm glad we kind of,
They have lost to, my line here was holy crapola.
Yeah.
And that was before they lost to Atlanta.
I did see that, yeah.
They have lost to Atlanta, bad. Washington, bad. Detroit, twice, real bad. And then they come back and they beat the Denver team, who's one of the better teams in the league.
Yeah. So
do you have any comments about your Celtics team?
I've got a lot of comments. All right. they're 14-14. They're 500. They're fifth place in the East. And, yes, I have concerns. All right, I said it. I have concerns.
Not just you.
I know.
Danny Ainge,
the general manager, has concerns about these Celtics. And he actually told the Boston Globe, the Celtics are not good and don't have all the pieces in place to win a title. And my question for you, and we know what they need. I mean, they need a big man. They, you know, they need a lot of things.
They need more than that.
I know they do. But we were kind of stuck on the big man thing. Is it time for them to go after our friend Al Horford? Could he come back and make a difference? Could we get rid of maybe Tristan Thompson, maybe some, you know, first or second round picks?
If this would have been a team that needed one piece, you know, a team that's in second place that needed something to get over the top, then I'd say, yeah, this team needs a lot more than Al Horford.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm surprised that Ainge came out and said this. We're 28 games in, because at the beginning of the year, he thought this was a championship team. They are far from a championship team, and they've got some real problems. I think it's more of a problem that they lost to those three teams and beat Atlanta than if they would have lost to all four, because this team has some mental issues where they turn it on and turn it off,
which is scary.
And this kind of goes back to what I've been telling you for a while, that they think they're better than they are.
Right.
And they don't feel like they have to go out and work against these lesser teams.
And then it shows in the loss column.
In the loss column. They have the ability to go out and beat better teams. Mm-hmm. But they don't show up these games, and it's bad. They don't move the ball. It's a lot of isolation ball, which we've complained about before.
Yeah, we talked about that a lot. Who do we blame? Are we finally at the point where we're putting it on Brad Stevens?
I'm putting it on Brad Stevens.
Yeah, now it's kind of moved to the coach.
How else? Who else would you blame? Do they have the talent to be better than a fifth place team?
Yes.
If you read Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart,
yeah.
Any of their Twitter stuff, they're the best that's ever walked in Boston.
Right.
I mean, they really are. There's nothing like them. So there seems to be enough talent there.
Mm-hmm.
They're not playing for the coach. They've tuned him out. Right. They're not listening to Brad Stevens. And that's just – it's time. It's time. I like Brad Stevens.
I like him a lot.
I really do, and it makes me sad that this was the case. But this team needs a shakeup. I'm afraid that they're going to get rid of one of their top two guys in Brown or Tatum.
Yeah, they can't do that.
I think it's on the table.
It's going to happen. Yeah, of course
I think it's on the table because they're getting an Al Horford will make a difference, but it's not going to make a huge difference.
Won't push him over. Yeah.
This path that the Celtics have gone on, which has been going on for 5 or 6 years,
right.
It's not getting him there. It's not. It's not getting him over top to that elite, elite talent.
I agree with that.
And they're going to have to do something different, and they're going to have to do something drastic. I think it's going to need a major trade. It's going to need a coaching change. I think Ainge is I think Ainge is going to be there forever.
Do you think there's going to be a coaching change, though, in the middle of the season? Or is this – do you think Ainge has said, okay, we're probably not going to be able to compete this year? Or do you think he's still willing to say, okay, I'm going to try to get a big name. I'm going to try to change what's happening right now, and I'm going to see if the Celtics can compete.
First of all, I think he did that as a last-ditch move to wake up his team.
Try to motivate them. Yes. That's his way to motivate.
Do I think he fully believes it? Probably not. I probably think that because it's his fingerprints all over this team.
Obviously.
So I think he thinks that the talent's there. He's trying to wake them up. But there's something wrong with this locker room. There was something wrong in the fall when they were in the playoffs, or what is it, summer, or whatever they played the NBA finals. My seasons are all messed up.
I know.
There's something wrong with this team. And I believe that it's more than just talent. I believe it might not even be talent. It might be just the inner workings of what's going on in that locker room. Who's the leader of that team? Who's the leader of this team?
I mean, Marcus Smart thinks he's the leader of this team.
So does Jason Tatum.
I don't think Jaylen Brown thinks it, and maybe Jaylen Brown should be.
He should be. He's the one who speaks at the end of these games when they play horrific and calls his own team out.
Yeah. And I know Kemba Walker's having a miserable season, but where is he? He's not saying a whole
Never
lot.
Heard. I haven't heard from him at all.
No.
It is so time to get rid of Kemba Walker. That did not work out.
Before we go to break, I want to apologize because now I'm a little embarrassed because the person that called in, we actually both know quite well. So.
Well, this is not going to be the first time that somebody has called in that we know that we didn't recognize their voice.
I know, it's crazy. So I apologize, but thank you for calling Mike and the Hoss.
Okay, Mike and the Hoss, we'll be right back.
Carroll County Oil is independently owned and operated. Danny and Mike have been serving the Lakes region for over 20 years. Carroll County Oil offers prompt, courteous service with competitive rates. They offer automatic, will call, pre-buy, and budget programs designed to fit your needs. If your oil burner needs service, give Carroll County Oil a call, and they will contact a qualified technician 24 hours a day. At Carroll County Oil, you are a name, not a number. So, when your knees are knocking, fear no more. Give Carroll County Oil a call, and they'll be at your door. 539-8332.
Hey, this is Mike and Charlie from Mike and the Hoss. If you're looking for a great night out, try the Full Belly Bar and Grill at Kingswood Country Club. The Bar and Grill is a delicious Friday night prime rib for $20, plus additional food and drink specials every night. After your meal, play a round of golf on the only golf simulators in the region. If you mention Mike and the Hoss, get an hour of golf for the super low price of $20, a $5 savings.
Hey Mike, don't forget about the Full Belly Deli on Mill Street in downtown Wolfboro for some of the tastiest subs in town. You have to try the Full Belly Deli. Both restaurants offer delivery and takeout. You can reach the Full Belly Deli at 603-569-1955.
And you can reach the Bar and Grill at 603-569-9869. Hey, this is Mike from Mike and the Hoss. If you're in the real estate market, start with Fay Moore at Berkshire Hathaway. Fay brings 30 years experience to real estate in the Lakes region. If you're planning on selling, call Fay, and she could set up a complimentary market analysis to value your home and discuss anything you can do to help your house sell quicker and for more money. If you're buying, start with Fay. No one knows the local market better than Fay, and she will find the perfect house for you. So whether buying or selling, start with Fay Moore at Berkshire Hathaway by calling 888-723-0306 or verani.com.
If you're involved in an automobile accident and need your vehicle repaired by experts, call Weston Auto Body in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. Weston Auto Body is a family-run business, and they are the oldest auto body shop continuously operating in the United States. Weston Auto will work with your insurance company and the paperwork associated with your claim. Hey, Mike, did you know that Weston Auto does more than just body work? They do alignments, oil changes, brakes, exhaust systems, shocks, struts, state inspections, batteries, tires, and many other services. Give them a call at 603-569-4400, and don't forget to tell them that Mike and the Hoss sent you.
Welcome back to Mike on the Hoss and WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. All right, it's baseball season.
Yeah.
We're going to skip over the Bruins. We'll hit the Bruins next
week. We'll hit
them. You know, next week.
They're first place. They're doing well. Second place.
I'm not really.
Well, they're second place,
I'm not
right?
as high on them as I was.
Yeah.
They're starting not to play as well.
All right.
I think the Celtics are rubbing off on them.
Oh, boy. Well, we'll talk about them on Tuesday.
We went over the Red Sox projected starting lineup.
We did.
Last week.
Yeah.
And we said we were going to save the pitchers. Let's talk about the pitchers and what the pitchers are today. Could change tomorrow. Way they sign right now, it's just
you just never know.
It's crazy, but the starting rotation, I think, can be good if they all have career years.
Yeah,
you know, that's one of those.
Right.
The potential's there, and I feel like that's what we're dealing with here is a potential thing. So, Eduardo Rodriguez.
So E-Rod, yeah,
had COVID.
Yep, and he hasn't fully recovered.
He has not recovered.
No.
Would you say, and this is not an insult for him, but he tends to be on the injury list an awful lot.
Yeah.
Is he soft?
Yeah, I think he's soft. I don't think it has anything to do with COVID. I just think he's soft.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you trust him?
No, I can't trust him. If he's on, he's awesome, but no, you can't trust him.
All right, so that's one. Nathan Eovaldi.
Yeah.
He signed a couple years ago.
He likes to spend time injured.
Relatively big contract.
Yeah.
Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
Not when with Sox before we got to the Red Sox. Ended up on the DL last year. That's his thing.
You can't trust him.
Can't trust him either?
No.
So we're two for two. Martin Perez. They brought him back.
Yeah.
He pitched very well for the Red Sox last year. He was one of their only bright spots that they had.
He was. So hopefully he's going to carry that into
the
season.
He left free agency or something like that, or they...
I'm not
I don't
sure.
know how that happened. I don't know how they got
but he's
him back.
Back. Yeah.
He's back. Feel good about him.
Yeah.
Where would you put him in as far as 1 through 6 in your pitching rotation, even though I know it's a 5-man rotation, but they have 6 guys?
I mean, based on what the Sox have, he's probably a 3.
A 3? Okay. Garrett Richards.
Yeah. It's not moving the needle for me.
All right. Tanner Houck.
Well, I've heard really good things about Tanner Houck, so I'm cautiously optimistic with that.
Okay.
So, you know, I think he has the potential.
Okay. Chris Sale?
Well, obviously we know how good Chris Sale is, but Chris Sale is, you know, always injured, still injured.
Chris Sale's
you just never
not
know.
Giving
he is a, I mean, he's I mean, the guy's a toothpick and he breaks down before you even
I'd be surprised,
get to the
I'd be surprised
fall.
If he pitched this year.
I really would. I could see them being 15 games out come the All-Star break, and Sale's supposed to come back, and they're going to say, no, I'll just strengthen it, and it don't come back this year. That contract's not looking really good. Bullpen, some names, familiar names. Matt Barnes,
we've
seen him before. Adam Ottavino.
Yeah, and they just signed him,
Darwinson Hernandez.
Darwinson Hernandez, yeah.
Josh Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Brashear.
Yeah.
Phillips Valdez, Nick Pivetta, and probably what everybody's most excited about, at least in Red Sox world, is Hirokazu Sarumua.
Yeah.
And I am butchered that name.
So Japanese player.
Yeah. Which a is lot a, of hype.
Which
hype.
Is exciting.
Much smaller contract than like a Dice K or even
right.
a Koji.
Oh,
at
Dice
the time.
K. That's, you're throwing, going throwback there, Dice K.
But it's a chance, but this guy's a hard thrower.
Yeah.
You know,
he's had success in Japan. Yeah.
Let's summarize this whole thing. How do you feel about the pitching staff?
I feel like they're going to be like 82 wins this season total. Sorry. I'm not overly excited.
No. I have a feeling that half of these guys won't be here at the end of the year.
Oh, I agree with
I
you.
Think it's just
some of them
be,
may not even get out of spring training.
You know, I just think it's going to be one of those seasons where they're just turning over the roster left and right as the year goes on, trying to shed contract,
right.
Get a prospect here, get a prospect there, especially in the bullpen. I could see them dealing it to teams that are in contention.
Yeah.
And we need a pick. We need a prospect. We need a pick. We need a prospect to build up the farm system. I think that's what this year is going to be.
I agree.
All right. Baseball movie time.
Oh, baseball movie time. So we are going to select our top 10 baseball movies. And we have a listener. Can I start with her?
Yeah, go.
Our listener, Jessica, and her daughter put together their top 10 list. So number one was A League of Their Own. Number two was Field of Dreams. Number three was The Sandlot. Number four was 61. Number five was Rookie of the Year. That was her daughter Mia's pick. 42 was number six. Number seven was Major League. Number eight was The Rookie. Number nine was Moneyball. And number 10 was Hardball. So all good movies and some different ones there. There was an asterisk next to 61, and that was obviously put out for the chase with Maguire and Sosa and all that. I have not seen it, so that's on my list to see. Have you seen it?
I saw 61. Yeah. It was
I want to watch it.
It's not on my list.
It's not on your list, but no, if it's on someone's list, there's some probably redeeming qualities.
All right.
Do you want to do your list first?
Well, I thought we'd go one at a time. Or do you
That's fine.
You want to start from the
however
the
you
want to
do it. Let's
the first spot.
Oh, you always want to start with 10.
Okay.
Like the top 10 list, like David Letterman used to do, right?
Okay. All right. What's your number? What's your number 10?
My number 10 is A League of Their Own. Good movie. I enjoyed it.
Good movie. Tom Hanks. Madonna.
Yeah. Oh man, love Madonna.
Yeah, she was good in that.
Woo, good songs. What's your favorite Madonna song? Do you have a favorite Madonna song?
Like a Virgin.
Yeah, that's the only Madonna.
It was. That's the only one I could come think of right
now.
All
right, go ahead. What's your number 10?
Rookie of the Year.
Ah, good movie.
It cracks me up. That's one I remember watching with my boys when they were young. And, you know, the kid breaks his arm.
Yeah.
And, you know, he could throw the ball 110 miles an hour. And everybody's at the end when his arm heals and he doesn't have the 110 mile an hour fastball, he still manages to get the guy out.
He still gets you.
He plays for the Cubs.
Yeah.
Cracks me up.
Good.
All right, number nine.
Number nine for me is Major League.
Oh, very good.
That's a great movie.
It's on my list.
Yep.
Major League's on my list.
Makes me smile. What's your number nine?
42.
Oh, man. 42's on my list.
Yep. 42
great, is a great movie.
Good movie. Harrison Ford in that one.
So good.
Awesome job.
Yeah.
He played Branch Rickey.
Yep.
And it was so memorable.
Cool because he was able to kind of transition from his, you know, Star Wars, you know, role and just did an amazing job.
Okay. Number eight?
Number eight for me is, are we at eight? Yeah.
That comes after nine.
The Rookie.
Okay. Love The Rookie. I have that a little higher on the list.
Okay.
I'm the Bad News Bears.
Oh, man, that's on my list.
Original.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the original with the 70s.
Yeah, the Walter Matthau. And that version.
Such a good movie.
I can't get enough of the Bad News Bears.
It's not on TV enough
because they remade it, and you know, so you get the newer versions.
I don't like the newer version. The original.
That's a Tatum O'Neal, I think, was
in really.
That one. Yeah, I think that she was in that. Okay, next one.
I have The Natural.
Major League.
Okay, so is Natural on your list?
Oh God, yeah.
Oh, okay, just making sure.
Natural is pretty high on my list.
All right. Okay. Go ahead.
Bull Durham.
I'm right on same
spot.
Bull Durham. We agree on something finally.
Do you, when Bull Durham's on, if you're flicking through the television, do you, when there's a Bull Durham scene on, is there any particular scene that you stop and watch if you run into it?
I don't have one. Do you? What is your?
Well, I have a couple.
Okay.
One is when Kevin Costner fights, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
With Luke Lelouch or whatever his name is at the bar. And he says, you know, hit me meat with the ball. He says, you can't hit him. He throws the ball through the glass.
Yeah.
That's one. And then when he tells the batter what pitch is
what
coming.
What the pitch is. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. Yeah. All right. After Bull Durham.
So I have Bad News Bears.
I have The Rookie.
Okay. So we agree. We're in the top
rookie,
10 there.
True story.
Yep.
That's good, Dean. Especially.
It's a feel good story.
It's really feel good. That one, I get some tears in my eyes on that one for some reason. What's your next one?
42.
Moneyball.
Yeah. Moneyball's on my list.
Yeah. Moneyball's
my next one.
We talked about that last week a little bit.
Do you still do it in class? Do you still do Moneyball?
Haven't done it for a couple years.
Okay.
But I was saying that we, as a math teacher, we do a unit on.
Yeah,
you know, statistics, and we end it with Moneyball, and about how that changed the game. We've spent some time. You and I spent, you know, probably multiple times talking about Moneyball,
the analytics and all that.
Yeah,
and I know that a lot of feedback from the Moneyball unit that you used to do, the kids loved it. They always talk about it, and you know, now that they're older, but that was always a fun assignment that you had in KRMS.
They just liked watching a movie.
They had to do a lot of work with
they
that.
They did. They did. Yeah. They really did. All right. What's next?
I have The Sandlot.
No, you have Moneyball.
Oh, I have Moneyball. I had Moneyball.
I had Moneyball.
What number are we on? I probably should have numbered these.
Three. We're on three.
No, my number three is Moneyball.
Okay. My number three is Sandlot.
Okay. Sorry.
We're narrowing it down.
Yeah, we are. And my number two is Sandlot. The Sandlot is great. Obviously, you know, my kids love it. It's a good family movie. It's wholesome, and I can watch it, you know, multiple times. I'm not a guy, just so you know, and I don't usually rewatch movies. I'm just not that type of person. But I can rewatch The Sandlot.
I can watch The Sandlot, and The Sandlot is one of those movies that'll be around for 100 years. The original. It'll be around for 100 years because it's pure.
Yeah,
you know, it's just pure backyard, go to the park, baseball,
and that's what
hopefully
we did.
You have a ball.
Yeah, that's what we did growing up,
yep.
and trying to instill that on our youth of today. All right, what do you got? What number are we at? You're the math guy.
We're on number two.
Number two. So the number two I already said is The Sandlot,
and I have The Natural.
The Natural.
The Natural. Yeah, your Natural was down. The Natural for me, it's I don't know. It's a great story. I think Robert Redford was fantastic in it. It brings in different parts of baseball, the corruption of baseball,
right.
You know, especially back in the, you know, 40s in that kind of, you know, that era.
Yeah.
But there's also a feel good, you know, Bobby, get me a new one. When he breaks his bat.
We got a text from Coach Skelly. Coach Skelly said that, his number one is The Natural.
Okay.
So it's pretty high up
there. For him and I to agree as close as that.
I know. He may be changing his mind right now.
I'm sure another text is going to be coming in here in a second. All right, number one.
Number one for me is Field of Dreams.
Number one for me is Field of Dreams.
Oh.
And my wife is home being happy that I said that.
Yeah, because it was the first date.
Yeah, first date.
Maybe the three of us should all watch it together.
That would be like three's a crowd.
Yeah, we'll invite Michelle as well. We'll all watch The Field of Dreams.
Let's have Michelle join us just to make it not weird.
That'll be good.
All right. We want to once again thank our advertisers for supporting Mike and the Hoss and WASR powered by the Yum Yum Shop. Thanks to Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway,
Seacoast Spine and Sports Injuries Clinic,
Skelly's Market,
Water's Edge Salon,
Lucas Roasting Company,
Duran Independent Insurance,
Carroll County Oil,
Downtown Grill and Cafe,
Weston Auto Body,
Linda's Flowers,
Bradley's Hardware,
Full Belly Deli,
and the Full Belly Bar and Grill. Thank you very much, and we will see you on Tuesday.
Yep. Take care.
Have a good weekend.